And on the break, we heard Daryl Rhodes, his two songs, Let My People Go and Betrayed. So we had a good time with some disgusting words. I guess if you can have a good time with disgusting words. But I guess now it's time we talk, do a little scam busters. I got scammed, so I'll share that with you folks. And hopefully you guys will be a little wiser than we were over at this house. Scam busters.
Busters!
Diarrhea. Anyway, all right. Number to call in if you want to scam busted or the latter of what I just said. Number 845-986-8804. So, you guys know I need to get a new computer.
Yeah.
This computer that we're using for the show
right.
is on its last leg, so mm-hmm. it pretty much stays down here. It's no longer a portable laptop.
It's not allowed to go upstairs because it was bad.
It's just really not allowed to go anyplace, and I cross my fingers that it still works. But it does, so
yeah.
That's how we broadcast this show. Anywho.
Oh, God.
So I needed to get Microsoft Office Pro 2010. Version. Wanted to get that.
Okay.
I have on my computer, on this computer that I'm using, I have, I'm going to say 2003 version, mm-hmm. but in order to use some of the software, I needed to upgrade. Mm-hmm. And we didn't want to get the 2015 because it might not be compatible with some of the other stuff. I don't know. My wife's the one who does all this. So, if you go to the store and you can find Microsoft Pro 2010, it's $400.
Damn.
Yes. $400. You go online, you see all different prices. So we went on eBay, and there was a lot of them for sale. And, you know, for then they're going for like 100 or 150 or 80. People are bidding on it, and that's what they're getting sold for. So the wife figures, all right, well, the software is 5 years old. They have newer ones out there. I want to say they at least have 2013. I don't know if they came out with one for this year. So maybe people are just trying to unload it.
Yeah.
You know,
it
says it's new, it's in its package. We'll get it.
Okay.
So she wins the bid. We get this. Now, usually when my wife bids on stuff, she checks a couple things, and you should do this too. She wants to make sure that they're in the United States.
Yeah.
That's a big thing for her. She wants to make sure that they're in the USA. This person was in Oklahoma. And another thing is she likes to see a lot of positive feedback from the seller. If you use eBay, you can leave feedback, you know. Speed of delivery, what I ordered, or, you know, negative feedback. You know, wasn't what I ordered, this, that, the other. Had one comment, it was positive. So she bid on it.
Yeah.
She won.
Okay.
We installed it into the computer.
Right.
Into my new computer. We were using it a couple weeks. Last Tuesday, as a matter of fact, I had to boot up that computer because I wanted to show Joe something that we were working on. And I got this message from Microsoft that says I need to validate my key. A key is like a code that lets Microsoft know that it's an authentic copy, gives you permission.
It's on the thing. It's on the
it's on the thing.
Yeah.
It's on the thing. It's the thing with the thing.
It's
you
on
know.
The thing.
It's
yeah,
on
it's
the thing.
It's on the sleeve or the
it's pattern. On the thing and everything.
They give you the code, and if you have any issues with the software, you know, they want to verify that it's a legal copy. Yeah. Okay, so I tell the wife, it says you have 5 days to put in the code. Tell the wife, she must have forgotten to put in the code. I thought I did. Must have forgotten to put in the code. Turns out she did put in the code.
Oh, no.
So the code's not working. Still getting this message.
Oh.
So she calls Microsoft. And they're like, this is odd. Turns out, not a valid code. Counterfeit.
Oh, man.
Counterfeit software. So she spent, what is it, $80-$100 on this counterfeit software. So that's not bad enough. What a lot of these, what they do, and I want to say about 35% I read, because these counterfeit software is all over the internet. I think Adobe's a big one that they counterfeit. I think you actually had an issue from a website. This
is
from a DVD, or CD, I should say. But 35% of all the pirated software has malware installed on it that your antivirus can't even see a lot of time.
Oh, wow.
So what you're doing when you install this onto your computer, you think everything's fine, the antivirus doesn't detect it. It's possible that the person who put it there now has access to your computer, can see everything that you do.
Yeah.
So when you make your bank transactions or credit cards or whatever you're doing, or putting pictures on there if they're a little risque,
yep,
or of your kids, they have access to it, and you don't even know. So that's a
wow.
So, and you know, my wife kicks herself now because she shouldn't have done it with only one positive feedback. So we contact eBay, and the eBay protocol is that first you have to contact the seller.
Right.
Hey, this isn't authentic. This isn't what I asked for. Contacts the seller. Next day, the account is suspended.
Ah.
So you wonder, all right, well, is eBay doing an investigation? Or what's going on? And you have to give the seller 3 days to respond.
Right.
So then she checks a couple days later, and the account is gone.
Gone.
So the person is gone.
Yep.
So eBay, their guarantee is they are supposed to refund your money if you have this transaction. That's how eBay works.
Yeah.
Because it's really on a trust system.
Yes.
But the fallback position is eBay's like, well, if you get screwed, it's our platform. We got you.
Right.
So we have to contact eBay. That's where we are with it. Fortunately, thought we were going to have to pay $400. Because we actually saw somewhere it was like $200 for the key for one-time use on the PC. And I just told the wife, I go, we got to get this. We got to stop dicking around.
Just get it and be done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, you know, I can't, with all the shenanigans I've had with this computer, mm-hmm. with text coming over and breaking it and everything.
The text came over and broke it?
Oh, I never told that story.
No.
We got the Dell computer. Everybody says get Dell. The wife says get Dell. She's the one I turned to with this because it's her field. So we got all the warranties with it. So mm-hmm. I can pretty much slam it over Joe's head in anger. And they'll fix the computer.
Wait until we have a video.
I most certainly will. But basically, I can do whatever I want.
If you use that as an example, because it's the most realistic one.
The first thing that came to his mind.
Why
like
even
usual.
Ask if you're going to answer?
Yeah. You know why.
But I could drop it, and we have such the warranties.
Yeah, you got
for
right,
4
right,
years,
right,
we're
right.
covered. So the computer, when I got it, it kept on losing internet just for a few minutes. Mm. I'd be working on, and none of the other things I had in the house, the phones weren't losing it, the cell phones weren't losing it, other computers weren't losing it. So, you know, I got this brand new computer, I got this tech support. Why not have Dell take a look at it?
Yeah.
So they come out, and the guy said he was going to be here by a certain time. He wasn't there, so I'm like, you know what, I'm going for a walk. This is also when we had them fixing the deck and all the other shenanigans, when I had everybody and their mother working on my house and nobody doing it competently or quickly. And this is where I posted the thing, you know, people are bitching about these fast food workers not earning their keep. Well, I'm paying a lot more for a lot of the things, and they suck at their job, too. So I'm not really worried about the guy on the fryer later.
Why are you looking at us?
No, but I'm just saying, that was my point. Out of all the people to be angry about, they're getting $15 an hour. Fine. I'm not expecting much out of them. They get $15. I'm paying a lot more money, and these people are stinking at their job.
Yes.
So yes, we do.
Welcome to America.
Come on. Trump 2016, stinkier than ever. Joe's just shaking his head. He never said that. I don't recall hearing that at all. I'm going to go on Snopes. So I go for a walk. I go for, you know, walk around the complex, the hills and everything. Yeah, there it is again. Have a shot in the complex. Joe, you use a Magnum. And it turns out he's waiting outside in the car. So he goes, well, like, well, why didn't you call? Oh, well, I don't get cell service here, really. Why didn't you tell me you were running late? Oh, so whatever. So he comes in. I go out. He's working on this thing for hours. I go
for
out.
Hours?
Hours.
Hours.
Hours. Oh. Turns out this is his first call ever.
No.
Yeah. And we got, like, my wife has, like, the highest level of protection for the computer and everything because she gets it through her office.
Right.
Because it's a corporate account. That's how we ordered the computer and everything. So they send us a newbie. So I'm like, well, listen, I got to go out and play softball. The wife comes home. She'll handle this. I figure by the time I come home, this will all be cleared up.
Well,
he's
sitting there at dinner.
No, this is wait. 9:45 I walk in.
What?
9:40. He came at like 4 or 5. He's there till 9:45. Well, what happens is we have a new issue. We don't know if we've really cleared up the connection issue with the computer. We don't know about that.
Why can't they just give you a new computer?
Well, because if they don't, because then I got to wait weeks again, Joe. Take some weeks to do this because you have certain things customized, and I need this computer. I'm about to go away to Ocean City, and this computer really should not leave the house. The HP that I'm using right now. Mm-hmm. So, 9:45. We really don't know if he fixed the issue, and the reason we don't know if he fixed the issue or not, he's taking it apart and put it back together, but unfortunately, somehow the screen no longer works.
No! No.
Yeah, he broke the monitor.
Were there like a couple of screws lying next to it that he forgot to
put in? My wife says, listen, this is why I don't like, you know, taking apart laptops. She built the PC we have, but she doesn't like taking apart laptops. She opened up the computer I'm using right now and nothing happened. It was fine. This guy, you know, broke the computer, so I had to wait weeks.
Wow.
More. So, yeah, it's really been a delay getting everything to work on my Dell.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it should be called Dell-A.
Okay, Joe. I don't even know what to say. I'm too exhausted to give you a really.
Gotta go HP, my friend.
No, you don't. Well, you don't want to get HP now.
Why?
That's what I. And I have the issue with this too. The HPs, they run very hot.
Mm.
Does you have an HP?
Yeah.
Does it run hot?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
This HP, this one I'm using right now, yeah. it runs hot, like the fans, and that burns out the hard the motherboard.
Mm.
So you don't want. That's why I got the Dell. Dell's supposed to be better. Whatever. I got a computer now.
At least the screen works on the HP.
Well, it does on the Dell now,
well,
too.
Well, the Dell doesn't runs cooler because the screen doesn't work.
That is tax. Good point. Doesn't get bogged down with all those messy programs. Yeah. Cool as a cucumber.
We told you it runs. We told you it runs cool. We didn't tell you how.
It's all in the fine print. What was I thinking? Carly Fiorino, yeah. Over here, get the HP.
Lisa's like, the tech is staying for breakfast.
He would have.
He would have went away to Ocean City with you.
Yeah, really.
Still working on it.
Yeah.
How's the tech working out? He's opening for me. I gave him five. He's got to do something, so I wrote him five. Gave my credits.
Got the credits wrong, of course.
Yeah, right. How's he? He's a comic. He sucks, but he's a lot better than he is at a computer tech.
He only aggravates me for 5 minutes, yeah, as a comic.
Doesn't wake up as cranky as Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So when you really have to be careful. You should not buy software on eBay or Craigslist. You really gotta go pay top dollar for it. Now, fortunately, Divadani bailed us out. He's a Microsoft. He's something. He has a bill to a distributor, maybe.
Okay.
So I was just asking Donnie after all the shenanigans, hey, by the way, do you know anybody who's got, like, a key floating around that I can buy?
Right.
He's like, oh, what do you need? I need blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay, I got one. Sends it over. And that's when we found out that not only was the key wrong, the software was counterfeit, too. So not only were we given a bad key, we were given bad software. So we got to contact eBay. But, yeah, that's how I got scammed.
Wow.
Wow. So. Oh, that's very unfortunate.
It is.
Yeah, software, just get it, buy it.
It's
money,
expensive, but
be done with it. You can buy it, but you're done with it.
You know, it's like any scam, they all have this in common. If it seems too good to be true.
It is.
It is.
So, that's what we got. So I said I got scammed, but I really didn't get scammed. The wife got scammed.
Well, I have to say that's one of the things, though, that I do look at, and I want to see how many comments have they had.
And she always does
and
that.
Yeah, and so it is unusual that she didn't.
But you know, when we were talking about my issue with that, with the SEO company several years ago, when I hired them to make my website show up higher in search engines, and I got fast pitched, and I bought it, and I got pressure sales, and Joe goes, how could you get so? Because you know what? You let your guard down for a moment, that's where they get you.
Yeah.
That's what all these scams have in common.
You know, not only not a scam, even sometimes when you're negotiating something, when I bought my truck, I chop them down, I'm chiseling them down and stuff like that, and then I buy the service contract and a truck, and it's for 100,000 miles, and the truck already had 49,000 on it.
So
it was
basically for 50,000.
And I paid $2,000 for it, and I bought that truck almost 2 years ago. I'm still kicking myself how I missed that. I was so involved in negotiations for other stuff on the truck that somebody that was a purchasing agent for 10 years, I was so pissed at myself because I totally forgot.
Well, sure. That's another. You always say read the contract. Nah, we don't really read the contract. There's a lot of small typed words, you know, and that's why you really have to, or pay a lawyer to. But I mean, listen, even with iTunes. You know, in order to use iTunes, you're signing away your life, but you don't really like, I just want to download music.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you are signing away your life.
And we just click, I accept. Yeah. I mean, but you're giving away all sorts of access. Right now, I'm having this is really a problem. I'm having a hard time getting a new app. because my app has a limited library of places where I could get free music from artists. Because I know it's really heartbreaking because they all want access to my phone, you know, to my location or to my pictures. I mean, like what Facebook did.
Yeah,
which is why I never downloaded the Facebook app. Yeah. That's why if I'm using my phone for Facebook, I'm using it on my browser. I never downloaded the Facebook app when they wanted the Messenger.
Oh,
because that gives them all the permission.
Oh my God! No.
So when I'm searching on Facebook, I'm going through Mozilla, right. And then I'm going through Facebook. So it's like I'm doing it on my.
It's like when I'm setting up the website. You know, James has got me going through Picasa to get all my pictures, and it's asking me, "Do you want everybody to see?" And no, I just want them. You know, just these certain pictures. You know, to be seen, the ones that are connected to the website.
You got to look through everything, but that's how they get you with words.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Words. Hate words. Them. That's why I prefer to grunt.
I like to bang rocks together.
Sure. You are listening to Davin's Den. Number to call in 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. We got a little bit more than a half an hour to go. I've had a fun show so far, having a good time in the den pen as well. Let's move on to Ann Jackson. Last week, Ann Jackson, it was more open, more emotional.
Yes.
Than we've heard in a while, because she really shared with us the damage that these scams have done to her life,
mm-hmm.
and the anti-scammers. It was a different Ann Jackson.
Mm.
So before we delve into this, Pip, I'm sure you've been thinking long and hard. You've had 2 weeks on this. What topics will we be guessing tonight?
Oh, well, I think that there's the perennial Mr. Davin.
Oh, there's always Mr. Davin. By the way, that's stuck in Sensei Russ's head. I saw him the other I saw his Mr. Davin.
Funny.
That's good. I think that it's been a while, but I'd like to go back with fucking mafias.
Okay.
Right on.
She likes that one pretty well.
Right on.
Sure.
And then I think that fuck you is also, it's pretty generic, but she says it a lot, so we can have some really high fuck you counts.
That's how I usually hang up the phone with Davin.
I've already hung up before you get it out. I'm not sticking around for that. Not like you're going to blow me a kiss and wait to hang on to it. All right. Mr. Davin.
Fucking mafias. And fuck you.
We do say it a lot.
Yeah. No. She
sometimes even in regards to this bit.
She says it an incredible amount of times.
She does. All right. So what are our guesses, guys?
Okay.
Mr. Davin, I'm going to go with 4.
Okay.
Fucking mafias, I'm going to go with 4.
Okay.
Fuck you, I'm going to go with 7.
Okay. All right, well, Tom's already weighed in. He's got 5.
Tom hacked the chat room? You were saying it?
That's 5 funny. Mr. Davins.
5 Mr. Davins.
2 fucking mafias and 4 fuck yous.
I think that's low on the fuck you count.
Yeah, I do too.
But it really depends on whether it's an addition where she's having a conversation with one of the scammers.
Yes, it does. It does. Because then she's like F-U-ing all over the place.
It's an F-U off the charts.
Yeah, it is. So this is coming in with 2 Mr. Davins.
2 Mr. Davins.
Two fucking mafias and 2 fuck yous.
Oh, very low by Lisa. Tonight.
I know. I'm thinking that same thing. Joe's girl hasn't weighed in yet. Mm. But I'm thinking that I also want to say 4 Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to say 2 fucking mafias. And just in case she's chatting with anybody, I'm going to say 8 fuck yous.
8 fuck yous.
I'm thinking
okay.
that could be a big one. I don't see Joe's girl weighing in, so we might as well go ahead and then.
She's abstaining.
Yeah, she's abstaining for the moment.
She's still trying to think about Joe's mucus in her underwear.
In her panties. <That's>
disgusting.
You. How do you think she feels? Viscousy. Lemmy.
Oozing.
Oozing.
Succulent. I would
say about to go into an orifice. See, I can make words. Oh, watch out. Don't let it stay there. There'll be maggots.
I can make words.
I can make words. It's the best game ever. Thank you, Pip. Diarrhea song, Joe. One more time.
Diarrhea. Diarrhea.
Enough with the song.
All right. Back to serious scam busting.
Very serious.
All right. So this is from April 19th, 2014. I am writing to her.
Okay.
Brown wrote 13/10/12. Americans put the month ahead of the day. he should have written 10, 13, 12. Because Brown wrote to her. I'm trying to, like, make her understand.
That there are mistakes here.
That these are not Americans she's talking to.
Yes.
But she's an expert. What's she need from me?
No, she doesn't need your help because you're an idiot.
Well,
I mean,
a lot would line up to agree with that one. Okay. And then I can continue. He said Washington, D.C. airport, because he was talking about leaving from the airport.
Right.
He said Washington, D.C. airport. Americans, especially FBI, because that's what Brown is, know that Washington, D.C. has two international airports.
So you wouldn't just say that. Yeah.
Reagan and Dulles.
Yeah, you'd say one or the other.
Exactly.
Right.
Brown equals scammer. Brown equals non-American.
Right.
Brown equals fraud.
Yeah.
It is perfectly clear. This means all the people that profess to work with Brown are liars and non-Americans.
Thank you.
If you say otherwise, I will have some serious doubts.
Yeah.
I continue. I spent hours on this, and you say I can't do investigation. I have shown you time and again the results I have found, and you can't come to terms with it. Instead, you insist that myself and everybody else is wrong in the face of evidence that says otherwise. There is no changing your mind. As far as reporting to the anti-scam sites to get your story out there, I have told you the best way to reach the people is let me interview you. You never address that. There are more questions than answers with you. You do not make it easy for those of us who just want the truth. I have tried for your sake. I will continue to expose these people. But if you would have allowed the interview or addressed the evidence that was presented, including the pictures of Green, we could have done much more. It is a shame. Remember, I showed her pictures of her Parker Green, her Marine, and right. It's a model.
Yeah.
And this guy's supposed to be in his 40s, and it's a recent picture in his 20s.
Yeah, ridiculous.
So she writes back. Do we want to see where this is going to be?
Hmm.
Okay, I guess I'll just go on with the show alone.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you guys have any ideas the tone this is going to take? Or?
Oh, she's going to be nasty.
Yeah.
These people are troublemakers, and I do warn you. That's what she says.
What?
These people are troublemakers, and I do warn you.
Okay.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, there you go!
Everything is over. I must move on doing what I have to do. The most thing I suffer from is I have so much debts, and I have to work hard, and this is why I'm still looking for jobs.
Many jobs.
Many jobs. I think Steve, but he's dead. I cannot rest. I must work without rest. All I want to tell you, please expose them all and let them get killed. This is what I want to say. Like, I'm going, no, keep them alive. We need to harvest his brain.
Yeah.
This brown cotton's got a good one. This is not revenge, because they destroy my whole life. I lost some good friends and relatives. Some of my friends forgive me, and I am trying to return the money to them after getting paid. I hate Jennifer Green, because I paid the money for her textbooks and her surgery, and she did this fucking thing to me. I am not happy at all. She deserves for what she has done to me. She is shameful. She is greedy, and she does not want to work hard. She wants a dead man's money. How ironic!
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know.
This is from Education, so-called American Dream. A fucking bitch. Brown Cotton destroys my whole life. He said he want to help me. In fact, he does not help me, but kills me. He's a man full of lies, and he is an FBI man. Shameful. I did send you his real ID. That is him. He must go to hell.
He will get
He must.
It says here in the scrolls.
He must go to hell.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. He must go to hell. About Green and Miller. I do hope they will get killed soon by the terrorists. She's specific about who she wants doing the killing.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't think so. Not if you're them, Joe. They
no. They kind of frown upon that.
They will, because they deserve it. Do you know why?
Why?
No, why?
They lie to me. Miller's conspiracy is to use me to get the funds that he want to come to Japan. What do you think of his plan? American Dream. Shame on him. That's for hunting Godzilla.
What the
really
hell?
I don't know.
He knows Jimmy got killed. That's her friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why did he want to help me with the funds? To divert the funds. This is the truth.
To divert the funds. To scam you out of them.
Yeah.
Not diverting.
Divert them.
See, that's a problem right there. She's still not coming to terms with this. She still thinks it's to divert the funds. It's not to divert the funds. It's to scam her out of the money.
Well, I mean, he diverted them to his pocket.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see how to put it that way.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
All of them are greedy. Do not forget one thing. Human beings are evil. Trump 2016. We're going to build a bigger wall. No scammers are going to get over this wall. Well, I mean, I can understand why she would think human beings are evil.
Yeah.
Pedro Simpson killed Jimmy and robbed his money, which is about 500,000 GBP. I don't know what GBP is. Obviously a unit of money.
Great Britain pounds?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Mm. These criminals should get death penalty. That Thai woman, Jayanthi Marma, is a criminal hacker who deals with drugs, and she called me by using one kid. She is a fucking mafia.
Ah, there's one.
She should get killed in jail. Again, very specific.
Yeah.
Well, you want her in jail and you want her dead, so, you know.
No, but she's
handy dandy.
She's very specific about how she wants each person to die.
Yeah.
She's put some thought into that.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
I like this. I like
premeditation, I say.
Sure. Why put thought into where you're sending your money when you can think about this?
Yeah, really.
I have no more to tell you because you do not know how to do investigation.
Oh, man.
You're kidding me.
When I lie.
Boy, she's stupid.
Yeah. No matter what I said, people think all of them are all scammers.
No.
No matter what I say, people think they're all scammers. That's what she
said. Yes.
That's major. That's major right there.
I don't think we dealt with a major and maybe a captain and a detective.
That's a major thing right there. That's her problem. Obviously stupid.
Joe will handle himself. I'll take a drink. Joe, carry on, abuse you.
Yeah. I'll take care of me.
Blog yourself in a blog. Yeah.
But that's, she's not coming to test. So, and sometimes she'll call them scammers, and now she's sitting there telling them that that people are trying to convince them that they're scammers.
And it's like, duh.
I do have the real scammers list, but I never show up because you do not know how to deal with the truth.
What?
I can't handle the truth.
Apparently
you
can't.
Want me on that wall. Built, paid for by the Mexicans. You need me on that wall. Paid for by the Mexicans.
Built by the Mexicans.
But you can't handle the truth. The Verdad.
The La Verdad.
La Verdad. I mean, but that's, I can't handle the truth. That's what she's saying.
That's crazy. And you don't know how to investigate
things. It
was just
shocking coming from her that it would be crazy. She's usually so cogent and on point.
Yes.
Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, and idiot Melvin Santos are real due to my unrest report or the phone calls to head office at FBI and Interpol. By the way, we've gone over the emails from the real Interpol and FBI, and they've told her that they're scammers.
Yeah.
So. Miller is real. He is hiding. I do hate him.
I'm sorry, Miller is real. He's hiding.
Yeah. We should play peekaboo.
You can't see him. Ollie, Ollie, oxen free.
Let me try something. Miller, Miller, Miller. Nope, not Beetlejuice. No. Okay. No. Thought maybe he would show up. Joe and coming out of hiding. No. Didn't
Never
work
know.
With Miller, just Beetlejuice. Miller is real. He is hiding. I do hate him in my whole life.
Well, it was good to have a goal.
He is a, what do you think?
Fucking mafia.
Joe?
Fucking mafia.
Fucking asshole.
Oh.
Oh, so close. It was a fucking tease.
Goading us with that. Shame on you.
Shame
damn
on
you. Damn, damn you.
So-called Parker Green.
Oh.
Who asked? Was that one there?
No, it wasn't, but we've used that before.
She's getting ideas for next time.
Okay. So-called Parker Green, who asked me to introduce a good woman to him. Yes, I did introduce that fucking bitch, a troublemaker, so-called the woman who called us and started to him, and this bitch is a fucking liar. These people are Americans.
No, they're not.
I am a real American. You don't remember that? American. Fight for the rights of every man. It was Hulk Hogan theme song on the Rock and Wrestling album.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry. I didn't pick up a copy.
I'll play a cassette tape for you later on. I'll put it in a suitcase and bring it to school and scare people.
Yeah. Cassette player.
Why did the woman who called us want to pull me out? I don't know. Maybe it's smarted.
Yeah.
She sent me a fucking message before saying I destroyed her life. Why? And now it's time for... What do you think it's time for?
I know. Damn it all red.
What do you think?
I would say damn it all red as well.
No. Good guess. Ball busting blue.
Oh, okay.
She always chatted with Green, and she knows the native language, but she cannot judge the language. That's true. Like, the woman thought it's a possibility that this is an American.
Right.
Because whoever was playing Green.
Yes.
Spoke very good English, or she couldn't pick up on it. I mean, it's possible. When you're in the scam. You just don't. And then afterwards, you just can't admit it to yourself.
Then you're like, you can't say, there were red flags, I just missed them.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying that happened, but I'm not saying it didn't happen.
Right. not saying it happened.
No,
I'm saying it didn't.
She is a... Joe?
Fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Harsh.
I'd have to go with that because she's being consistent.
She's a fucking liar.
Oh, oh liar.
Yeah. That a girl, Annie. Keep them guessing.
Yeah.
This is why I said to you she is a liar. She's a fucking liar. This is why I said to you she's a liar. Well, of course. You just said it. How could I be mistaken that? She wanted to take the revenge because she could not get green. She could not offer the evidence. That's true. I have not seen the evidence.
Right.
Back to black. The troublemakers. And then she names a bunch of anti-scammers who I know. Who I know.
And they're troublemakers?
They're questioning her judgment. They're not troublemakers. They're questioning her judgment.
And they're, you know, they're telling people to stay away from man.
Yeah.
They do not do any investigation, but will post lies on their sites.
Ugh.
I do not send the victims to the scammers. They do it by themselves.
Oh, really?
Now, remember, just a couple of paragraphs before, Green wanted to meet a woman.
Yep.
So I introduced... Where was the quote? I'm trying... So-called Parker Green, who asked me to introduce a good woman to him. Yes, I did introduce.
Yes.
But
that
in her defense, that was a couple of paragraphs ago.
So that's all forgotten.
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
No.
Please.
Oh, right. Since you asked nicely.
Now I'm going back to maybe she's in with them. For the simple reason is, can anybody be that stupid?
Well.
No, it's an open question.
Yeah, I mean, listen, people.
In the context of her,
people get on television in front of 24 million viewers and say they saw something that doesn't exist. So, yeah, Joe, people can be that stupid.
That's so crazy.
Which one?
Both
kind of crazy.
Who said that?
Carly Fiorini.
And what did she say?
She said that you didn't know this. Did you watch the debate?
No, I did not. I had to work that night. Okay. I didn't see it. I really did want to see it, but I didn't.
Oh, it was great entertainment.
I assume it was. I really was pissed I missed it. But what did she say?
So she gets up as I take a sidebar.
Quickly.
So she's talking about Planned Parenthood,
mm-hmm.
and she said, "I've seen the video of them saying, 'Keep it alive. We need to harvest its brain.' I challenge Hillary Clinton and President Obama to watch this video." She said this.
Right.
All the fact checkers from all over the place, including Fox News, who brought this up to her attention on Sunday, goes, the video doesn't exist.
Yeah, that never happened.
It doesn't happen.
What did she say on Sunday?
No, it does. So, yes, Joe, people can be that stupid.
Wow. Oh, yes, it does.
Sure,
no, absolutely.
Just like if you want to say, well, if there's one thing everybody could say about my brother, he kept Americans safe. If you disregard 9/11 and the Iraq War. So,
oh,
yes.
After that fact.
After which fact?
After he kept America safe after 9/11.
What about the Iraq War?
The Iraq War. Well, let's not.
Those are Americans.
I understand, but it was a reaction for the weapons inspectors, but that's aside. That's aside.
Yeah, but I mean, if I'm running for president and I know what the country thinks of my brother, I'm not making that statement.
That's true.
But he's smarter than I am because he was in a place where everybody erupted in applause.
What do you know?
The whole Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, including the other kid. Well, you know what? He's got a point there. No. And then he goes, well, you know, when he was standing on the rubble, yes, there was people underneath that rubble, you asshole, and they were Americans. But yes, Joe. If you discount that, so yes, people. So it's hard to hold Ann Jackson to this type, to the bar of not being a maroon when, unfortunately, our candidates do the same thing.
Well, Lisa just said, and apropos of the conversation about Ann, but I think it's fitting here. People will believe what they want to believe.
Well, but you know what? She nails it right on the head, Lisa. Very good. Because when you're in that situation and you know, Anne is the savior, and you think she can help you and get the money back and get these people arrested, you're going to overlook some stuff.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
I don't. But you know what right. I do. I wanted the cheap software.
Yep.
The wife didn't really, but anyway. But we wanted the cheap software. We saw there was only one feedback. You overlook it
because you want something and you're just like hoping.
The difference is, once confronted with we'd been taken.
Yeah.
We realized what was going on, and we changed course. We didn't double down and go, well, they say if I just send them some more money, they'll give me another key.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, there's the difference.
Right.
But I wasn't emotionally invested.
And then calling them incompetent because they gave me the wrong key.
You're right. Yeah, they're incompetent. No, they're real Microsoft techs.
No, they're incompetent.
It's stupid.
Well, not the one they sent to your house.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But that's the difference between somebody who gets chronically scammed and can't get out of it,
yeah,
and somebody who goes, all right, this happened to me.
Yeah, first shot. They
which was that woman from Australia that we interviewed, about 6 months ago?
Well, she doesn't want to believe everything. I mean, she's pretty good.
But she came to terms with a significant amount
right,
of things.
Right, but the thing that I think she still held on to was, but he said that he really, you know, likes me, loves me, and he wants to incorporate me into the thing, and we can do this together. And I think she believed that he had actually fallen for her.
Yeah.
When I believe, no, he was just doing the scam. Kind of like we kicked around, did the real girl Belinda really like
really
me?
Really like you.
And I think we still contend there's a chance that she did. Her husband certainly didn't like the shenanigans.
No.
But there's certainly a chance that she did. So your mind will believe what it wants to believe. But Lisa's right on point with that.
Yeah.
Anywho. Let's see. I do not send the victims to the scammers. They do it by themselves. As a victim, I do observe something in the beginning. We are human beings, and sometimes we make mistakes in our life. It's always good to talk to Confucius.
Yeah.
Confused.
Confused us. That's more like
nice.
It.
Nice.
We go on our life, writing our stories on our own pages, and we do what we are going to be. Sure, why not?
You know what, though? It kind of is like she's justifying how she's going about things.
Yeah.
Even though it's in a twisted way. I mean, if you look at it, all right, look, she's delusional, she's dead. But in a sentence, she kind of, it's like her mission statement almost.
Yeah, but she's not taking any responsibility.
I know that, but she's stating how she's going about it. Just going about
her lives.
Yeah, she's
going for mental gymnastics to feel good about herself.
But she's kind of stale.
She's
self-healing. I'm not saying it's
self-medicating.
Right. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm just saying that's, you know.
No, no, you said it was right. You're on record. You said it was right.
I never said it was right.
Oh, we'll edit it in. she continues, I never want to hurt people, but all these people want to kill me. For what? I really do not understand it well.
Who wants to kill her? Well, they did say
when they make those
threats.
When they make those
threats,
threats.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's right.
But I don't. But not the victims. I don't recall any victims saying they want to kill her.
Maybe she didn't.
Sure,
mention
the thought
that
crossed
you.
The mind.
You know.
Yeah.
Mass media.
Yeah.
That's a perfect description of this show.
Like all the media we watch. Yeah.
Really.
Mass media is a fucking way to spread rumor, and this is why. What is the truth? What is fake? They are sick in their minds, and they do not know how to judge the truth, and they never admit their mistakes. This is shame.
Wow. Wow. She just described what she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not her. It's the mass media, Joe.
Yeah, but she's talking about herself in another. She didn't acknowledge she's talking about herself, but that's her. She just described herself.
Both do want to kill me. Brown Cotton is a real fucking liar. Is that one of them?
No. Damn.
Sorry. And I do hope FBI can fire him ASAP. Get on that. Send a memo. Tell him to clean out his desk and take his potted plants.
FBI ASAP. PDQ.
TBQ. Yeah. You can do it if you report him to FBI head office. Do not hesitate to call FBI head office immediately.
Do not hesitate. Pick up that phone now.
Yeah. Be dialing.
Be dialing.
Be
dialing,
people.
Be dialing on the FBI.
Mark McGuire rookie cards and firing FBI heads. These aren't going to last forever, people. Be dialing.
Brown Cotton.
My favorite dialing. Beanie Baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Operators are standing by.
Sure, to take your complaints.
Yes.
I will call Interpol and send the facts to them, too. I do not joke on it. This is the truth. I don't think they're expecting yucks.
I don't joke on it.
No more, and there is nothing I can say. I am going to post the whole messages to the anti-scam sites to expose the truth. And it did happen to me. I do want to tell people the truth, and they must pay for the prices. I will shut down everything very soon because I need to work hard. You are listening to Davin's Den on Tuesday night. Number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. We are just delving into the Ann Jackson. A lot of interesting stuff here. She's doing what I think they would call in psychology transference.
Oh, that's really good. I didn't think about that.
Joe's lucky.
Psychology transference?
What they would call in psychology transference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she is transferring her actions to other people. Yeah. Her motivations.
Yeah.
That's projection.
Yeah, it is projection. It's not transference.
Yeah, her motivations.
Transference is when she starts loving her therapist.
Yeah, so she's projecting onto these other people things that she's done herself.
Yes. I was not as good as we thought, but I get a lot of that. Mr. T! Davin.
Oh.
These people, Eric Bohr, Brown Gunn, Miller, Green, and Melvin Santos, play dirty on me. Don't you see it? They should get arrested, and I am doing their report, and I will make it.
Arrested, what's her different, what arrested, come on, stupid, arrested on what charge? Arrested.
Shenanigans.
On being incompetent, arrested on being scammers.
She's doing the report. When you get the report, you'll know.
We're guilty of shenanigans.
We are. We could be arrested any time. But in the meantime, Mr. Davin.
Oh.
Wow.
It is time to close the truth about my scam. Thanks to you for the share. I do not have much time for this anymore because I just want to work hard to return the money to my friends, companies, and credit card companies. So-called Brown Cotton did destroy my whole life, and this is why I cannot forgive him. I even cannot forgive Miller and Green. This is what I want to expose the truth. This is the real face of IC3 Brown Cotton. Can you believe this person who is a motherfucker?
Oh, wow. I don't believe that motherfucker. You can't believe him.
That's funny.
He is an asshole. He threatened me a lot, and so do Miller and Green. They want my money. This is the truth. Please expose all this. No matter what judgment you want to say, I do agree, because they do not take any responsibility. You can say they are real scammers. Okay.
Alrighty.
Go ahead to warn the people around the world. I do agree, because they are...
Fucking mafias.
Fucking assholes.
Fucking mafias,
yeah,
Joe!
Yeah, baby!
Joe with the X in the corner square.
Yeah.
They are fucking mafias, as well as scammers.
It's maddening. Maddening. Maddening, maddening.
Before shutting down my channel, she's talking about her YouTube channel, I'm going to send facts to Interpol again and call the head office of the FBI because I hope they can get punishment for what they have done to me.
How many times are they going to call her? Is she going to call them and they're going to, look, they're scammers. There's nothing we can do. You know, just lick your wounds and move on.
They took money from three victims. One is me. The other is a different woman who I haven't mentioned. And another is victim A.
Mm-hmm.
Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, and Sarah Francois.
Sarah Francois!
Asked them to send the money to David Moore for opening the case files. They do not tell the whole process of the cases, and they ask the victims to pay for another fees, so-called funds transfer. I really do not know if victim A paid for the fees or not. Victim C does not pay for it. So A may or may not have, C has not. We know Ann has.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked to pay for much money, over $120,000. This Miller asked me to borrow money from credit card companies, and this is why I have high interest from debts.
Because she did borrow money from credit cards.
That's what she's saying.
Wow. Wow. Cash advance on
credit cards. They screw you like a teenage runaway.
What a terrible image.
God.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
Too many compound parties. Step back, stupid.
Sorry.
Bon Jovi making your first hit song? Yeah.
That's one I won't be repeating.
No. Ooh, I hope not. I can imagine myself saying in the business deal, listen, I'm not going to screw you like a teenage runaway. God damn it! Stupid Joe. Get an angry text. You blow the advertising, you asshole. What did I do? I'm just doing plumbing stuff. You know what you did.
You know what you did.
Stupid Blue Hawk shenanigans get in my head. Crash into a window, Blue Hawk. Anyway. Number one. They said they want to help me, but the truth is that they destroy my whole life. Number two. Fucking. Joe?
Assholes.
Mafias.
No. Gold bars.
Fuck!
Well, yes. Are in Paris under my name. I will see how he can do it. He must.
She still thinks.
She's laundering.
Nah, semantics. He must pay much more money. He must pay much more money to change the name, because I will never help anyone. This is the truth. Miller should die soon.
Okay.
Is that a wish or an opinion?
It's just a statement.
Yeah. Just
this man is a fucking...
asshole.
Asshole.
You both got that one.
Yay!
You're both fucking assholes.
Thank you.
What's new?
Means a lot.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Sure, for making it possible. He asked me to pay for his flight ticket to be back to Washington, D.C.
Well, at least somebody's picking up the tab for the flights. They've been all over the damn place. Nobody's, you know, it costs money.
No.
Really?
Scamming ain't cheap. He asked me to pay for the fees for yellow card. What is he, a soccer player? I don't even know what that means.
Yellow card?
Yeah, what's yellow card?
Yeah, well, you know, we kicked the guy in the shins, Joe. You can't do that. Fees for yellow card, yellow tags for his luggage, medicine, and so on. He never returns the money to me.
Duh. He's a scammer, stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking.
Mafias.
Asshole.
Number three would be bitch Jennifer Green.
Oh!
Oh, her so-called daughter?
Yeah.
Just says here, fucking bitch Jennifer Green.
No, I understand.
I don't know about the relationship. I can't remember last week.
From sour to nice to sour. Sure. Back to sour again.
Fucking bitch Jennifer Green scammed my money out of $1,500. In fact, I wanted to use this money to help one victim. I did tell Jennifer that I did not want to pay for the fees for the funds transfer. She cheated on me. This is why I am fucking...
I'm fucking...
Are you?
Know.
Go on.
I'm fucking... Matt Damon. No, I don't know.
Are you?
I don't know. I'm fucking angry.
Joe?
Upset.
Mad. We were looking for mad at her. She is evil. Number four. It is high time to say goodbye to you, because you do not do any investigation.
Yeah, okay.
All you can do is expose them and the truth. Shame on them. They deserve the punishment.
Okay. I don't know what punishment she's thinking of.
Well, they deserve it, whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is, Pip, I'm sure they deserve it. Let's see.
Especially that fucking bitch, Jennifer Green, who she calls her daughter. She's like, mommy dearest. One minute she's like, oh, my daughter. She calls me mommy.
So,
and then she's like, that fucking bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's back and forth.
It's almost like she's batshit crazy.
Lisa just wrote nutty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, at least she's not chunky.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Or viscous.
But it's just amazing how she goes back and forth and she's not coming to terms with this. I mean, she's and I think maybe to add to it is that just imagine the frustration. You ever have a job where you're trying to keep up with your bills and you're working really hard and you're not? I mean, I'm just having a nervous breakdown at one job I had because I'm just not keeping up with the bills.
Right.
And it's the most frustrating, horrendous thing to go through. And she's going through this, and especially with credit card bills, with the interest rates on that.
There's just no way to make enough of a payment to, like, get to the principal of that and really, like, make head, you know,
now
any
we're assuming all this is true.
Right.
Assuming, all right, right, so going under the...
But she has gone on over and over again about how much money she owes and how many people have pitched in. But this is the first time I remember hearing about her getting cash advances on credit cards.
Yeah. So imagine what the interest rates must be. I mean,
it's
must
like
be
24-25% on cash
exactly.
advances.
So
I mean, it's usurious. It's crazy.
Now, with that in mind...
It's lugubrious.
That's true.
Wouldn't that be enough to say to yourself, I have to stop and I have to stop. Now, that gets to a point with any addiction or anything where you do get to a point where you go, look, I got to stop.
Yeah, but not if you're in the right. Not if what's going on you know is the truth and you're on the course to mm-hmm. set it straight. And now you're just digging your heels in because nobody else gets it. Thank God I'm here to explain it to the world. I'll do my unrest report. And it's shame on these anti-scammers. Shame on these people. Don't they understand I'm the righteous and virtuous?
Right. Yeah. I mean, she does think that.
That's how I end every argument with Joe, by the way.
but with enough people telling her that she's wrong, you know, you would think that she would even consider that.
Well, she's preaching to the choir. You know, she preaches to our choir, like our candidates on either side. Mm-hmm. You know, you might say Hillary's wrong, but there's 15,000 people in Hillary's corner saying, you know what, it's perfectly reasonable that it's hard to carry two phones at once.
Oh, my God.
You know?
We're doomed.
Either way, we're doomed. We certainly are.
Lisa said, this could be a sob story to elicit money.
From me?
Well, she's telling you at the moment, but I guess from anybody, that this is her story.
That's interesting.
I hadn't thought about that
neither
at all.
Neither have I, but I haven't. Nobody has ever said that Anne asked them for money.
Right.
So.
I don't think a lot of people would hear any of this and say, oh, here, I'll throw you some money.
No, it's like, just throwing it away. It's like a bad deal. I mean, it's a bad deal. Why would I throw money into a bad deal?
Really bad investment. Really bad.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. But anything's possible.
It's a good enough theory.
Sure, why not? As good as any other one.
Yeah.
Number five. I am asking Victim A to give me the mails from Brown Cotton, and then I'm going to send it to the FBI head office soon. She's always about to do something.
Yeah. Do it already.
It never gets done, but it's always just on the horizon. I have experiences with that in my life in certain things. Things are just about to get done. Months later, still not done.
The website.
I didn't want to say what, but those things aggravate me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Number six. Thank you so much again. please post them all. Bye forever.
Bye forever?
Bye forever.
Bye forever.
Wow.
I'm going to miss that crazy woman.
Are you talking about your soon-to-be ex or aunt?
He can't be talking about either of those. He
doesn't
really
mean that.
Happy birthday,
soon-to-be ex.
It's a birthday today, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wished her happy birthday on our Facebook page.
Did you? I didn't.
Actually, even the wife, even the wife mentioned that about unfriending your soon-to-be on Facebook. Because you've mentioned it to me before that
yes.
you feel funny about, you know, being friends.
Yeah.
I don't feel fine, so, you know, it is what it is.
I think I did already.
No, I mean, because, you know, I get to see how the Mets did on Sunday. I look forward to those updates.
Lisa said that she should have said, bye!
She's not that type. She's Japanese.
No, I know.
I know you know. Yeah. I know she knows.
Yeah.
All right, so what were the final numbers?
Oh, okay, we're all done. Well, you know what? We had three Mr. Davins, and the closest to that one was Lisa. And then we had two fucking mafias, and Lisa had two.
Got a girl, Lisa.
And then there were no fuck yous, but Lisa only had two.
Now
the rest of us guessed much higher, so Lisa came the closest.
Got a girl, Lisa. But you know what? Anne gave us a lot of other fucking stuff.
She sure did. We had fucking idiots. We had fucking assholes. We had fucking liars.
Yeah.
It was ripe with fucking.
That's what I love about this bit. There's a lot of fucking.
Yeah, there's so much fucking.
It certainly is.
None with her.
Any takeaways from this?
I think that we're back down to the same thing, that she just vacillates wildly about what she thinks about these people. But she never gets the whole picture that they're all scammers. She never seems to get that.
It's interesting that you mentioned the whole picture. It's like she gets parts of it, and then the other parts that she had before get out of focus.
Yeah.
Kind of get hazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very linear. She can't look at the whole picture. She can only look like, she's got like tunnel vision.
But she could turn on a dime with the linear way she's going.
That's true, too. Maybe that was a bad analogy.
You know, I mean, she'll go this way, and then suddenly they're all fucking mafias. They're all incompetent. Boom. Now they're all scammers. And she'll go that
Sometimes
way.
Sometimes they're nice
paragraphs.
Men, and she just wants to find a woman for Parker Green. And that Jennifer Green, you know, is like a daughter to her. You never know what you're going to get.
Oh, you mean that fucking bitch, Jennifer Green?
Did they? You know what? People fight.
Yeah. Right.
People get misconstrued. You know, I'm sure at some point Anne left the scam. She felt bad about it. Talked to Jennifer. They worked it out. Now Anne and Jennifer are working with each other again. You know, it happens.
Could be.
Sure, you never know.
Could be. I mean, I wouldn't be. It's
I can't quit you. Let's never fight again.
That whole gold bar thing really confuses me. Like, why did she think that she was actually buying gold bars?
Because it was a good deal.
Yeah, yeah.
The eBay reviews were very positive.
that one.
Yeah, that one eBay review. Said he's from the USA.
Oh, you know, just like that idiot Melvin Santos.
Yes.
By the way, eighth inning, Yankees 3, Jays 2.
Thanks, Lisa.
Yeah. She does some her homework for this show.
Lisa is one of my favorite listeners. Love the Lisa.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
Who doesn't love Lisa?
That's right.
We all love Lisa.
What?
We all love Lisa.
I mean, I wasn't insinuating that you don't. Calm down, stupid.
You kind of said it. It was your tone. You said, kudos to me for loving Lisa more than you guys. It was in your tone.
Listen, so far, I've only established.
Good, all right.
I had only established I would love Lisa to make me a sandwich and bring me a drink or a baseball score. I never established how I would love Lisa.
And she said she's too old for you.
Is she?
She. I don't think so, but she thinks so.
Oh, Pip's like, no, he does like 90-year-olds. It's fine. He don't mind breaking a hip. It's
no, she's not like old. Come on.
I don't know how old she is.
No.
Cut her open, count the rings. All right. Let's thank some folks for letting this happen, shall we?
Yeah.
For allowing this to transpire. Family martial arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or even by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want those private lessons, family martial arts is the dojo for you. They're great. They'll stay after with you and help you work on things. My daughter, they're helping my daughter train for her black belt, and they worked on some board breaks and some forms. Mm. Got to do a speed board break now.
Speed board break? We couldn't manage to do it at all.
Yeah, really?
She holds the board in a perpendicular position with one hand. Then she takes her hand in a karate chop fashion, and she has to hit it, and both hands have to move together like a scissor so she can break the board in half.
Oh, wow.
It's quite the difficult board break.
Wow.
And then my mother today, you know, does she really have to break a brick? Is she worried about getting it? What happens if she can't break the brick? I'm like, it'll be fine, relax. I'm the only one that Sensei puts in harm's way with bricks and cinder blocks.
You're the only one who gets harmed.
Exactly. Anyway, so if you want to learn more about family martial arts, please give them a call at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or, of course, check them out at familymartialartsgoshen.com.
Goldberg's famous bagel and kosher-style deli of Chester, New York, brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear.
Like, I say it like it's dirty.
It is. It's disgusting. You're not going to have one of those lenders.
Was that a schmear?
I said schmear.
Good, because if you said smear, I'm not going there.
I know. It's like, then we're not having it. No. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices.
Spread? Is that a gross-sounding word?
No. It's always a good thing. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. Quiet you. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, 3-2, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or you have that special party or event catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights is Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m., Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16s, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by our pal, Side Spinning Productions owner, Davin's Den. Davin Rosenblatt, experience all that Portobello has to offer. And that will be the comedy show on October 30th. With Eddie Clark and seen in Orange is the New Black. That'll be a great show. That's October 30th, so check that on out. Call Portobello at 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNewJersey.com. That's actually PortobelloNJ.com. Once again, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Production for all your entertainment needs. You need a comedian, a celebrity impersonator. You need a Trump. We can probably get you a Trump. We'll get you a Trump. It'll be a good Trump. Be the biggest Trump, the best Trump ever. Hire Trump 2016. That's what I'm saying. We'll get you a Trump. If not, I know we can get you Hillary Clinton.
Oh, absolutely.
We can. Now we can get. We got all these celebrity impersonators.
Nice.
Make it happen for you. Make your event extra special. Because just because they might not be in the White House, but they could be in your house. Give us a call at 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. And, of course, check us out on sidesplittingproductions.com.
Yeah, no.
Joe, where are you going to be this week?
Okay, Thursday I will be at Governor's Comedy Club in Levittown. Go to govs.com for tickets and information. Friday I will be at Villa La Monica in West Islip, New York. I'll be with some of my pals. I'm going to be with Nicole La Monica, Anthony D. Domenico, and Eric Tortaglione. That's at 778 Montauk Highway, West Islip, New York. Admission $40 includes a full buffet dinner and the show. For reservations, call 631-661-5599. You can also check it out on my Facebook page. That will be this Friday, September 25th, Villa La Monica, West Islip, New York.
All right. Well, everybody who is hanging out with us live in the chat room or listening wherever you are, thank you guys for doing so. Thank you guys for listening to replay. If you were listening during your fast, have a safe, easy fast. I'm sure the second segment certainly made you lose your appetite. So, you're welcome.
Lisa wants to know what kind of sandwich you want sent.
I'll take a meatball sub.
All right, there you go. There's the order.
That should travel all right. Tuna fish would show up all viscousy, and I couldn't possibly.
Yeah, no.
So thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep...